Well, we're fully mobilized across more than 12,000 lead miles, both in the Fredericksburg area, Northern Neck, and Middle Peninsula. We have started to put down some treatment materials this morning, just to address, some icing on bridges, ramps, overpass because they have lower surface temperatures, and then on lighter volume secondary roads, those roads that connect to the major roads. Just, those are, they're carrying lighter traffic, so they're more likely to see some snow accumulation and slush first. But we are prepared. Pavement temperatures could drop just before dawn, to below freezing, which would really cause that snow to accumulate quickly everywhere. So we're out, we're monitoring, ready to put down sand and salt, and even plow as needed.
Well, and Kelly, we saw the other day when that the dust right around dawn when there is that freezing, just because the roads look wet, you just don't know.
Right. They do right now, in many places, especially on our, primary roads, it's looking wet and clear, but that can really change quickly. And very often we do, unfortunately, just at the height of rush hour during the AM commute, that's often when pavement temperatures are coldest, right before the sun comes up. So we have to be out, we have to be ready. Things can change really quickly. So we are asking people, please travel around this storm. If you do not need to be out, please adjust your plans, wait until road conditions improve, wait for us to put down some of those solid form treatment materials, the sand and the salt that we can't put down before the storm because wind and traffic would just blow them off. Let us get those materials down, help them make a difference later on today.
Well, and you all have really prepared for this. You were out yesterday. I saw all the, the pre-treating of roads. You weren't taking anything to chance.
Yes, we did apply brine to Interstate 95, as well as our primary roads and our high-volume secondary roads, both in the Fredericksburg area and in the Northern Neck and Middle Peninsula. That does really help our crews. Once the storm starts, it prevents ice from really bonding to the pavement. We're able to come along, and it's easier to clear it away. But that does not mean that roads still can't be slick, especially as soon as the storm starts. Once you start to get those below freezing pavement temperatures, that's when you really can see that accumulation happen quickly. So we're urging extreme caution this morning, asking people to check 511 Virginia, which is 511.vdot.virginia spelled out, .gov. That will give you the latest, especially if you're traveling outside of our area today, going to the Richmond area, going out west, going north. You really just want to see what conditions are going to look like at the end of your destination along the whole route. Things can change from region to region.
And you mentioned bridges and overpasses freezing first, and we're just not used to driving in this kind of weather. So just take it easy today.
If you absolutely have to be out, we understand people very often have positions they do have to respond to help others. So slow down, give yourself plenty of travel time. You don't want to be rushed today. We always, of course, for every trip, you should wear your seatbelt, but give yourself extra following distance between other cars so that if you do have to react, you have that space so that you wouldn't necessarily rear end someone. And then on bridges and overpasses and ramps, on the interstate we have quite a few of those. And just across the region, you don't want to get in a situation where you have to slow down on the bridge if it's icy. You really want to slow down before you get to the bridge, overpass, or ramp. So just please use caution today. It is our first storm of the season, so we're out there working hard. Again, I think the safest place to be when we have ice and snow is to stay off the road.